Editor. Buried in your article, Chapman Creek Meeting Supply Needs, we are told that, between November 16 and 23, water from the Chapman system water has been used to ready the ice rink. Due to safety and logistical concerns, the SCRD has opted to keep ice production on the existing approved water source. It is astounding that on November 15, after being on Stage 4, severe water restrictions for almost 3 months, the SCRD board decided to use water from our Chapman water system, approximately 110,000 to 120,000 liters per week, for the Seashelt ice rink. This went against the recommendation of SCRD staff who are running the emergency operation. Five directors supported this motion: Bax, White, Lee, Toth, Henderson, and three voted against: McMahon, Gabbias, Stamford. It appears that pressure from the hockey lobby outweighed the need to ensure water for residents, local businesses and essential services like the Seashelt Hospital. The SCRD staff who have been working long and hard on the emergency operation and enforcing the water restrictions must be disheartened by this decision. And all the other facilities and businesses asking for exceptions must be wondering about hypocrisy and fairness. There are around 22,000 residents depending on the precarious Chapman water system. A generous estimate of those who benefit from the Seashelt ice rink might be 1-2%, 200-400. So how do those five directors justify directing our water supply to an ice rink while residents have so much angst about keeping our only local hospital, our businesses and our farm supplied? The SCRD board made the wrong decision. During the November 15 discussion, it was agreed that if an alternate water source is not put in place to maintain the ice rink, the board would revisit their decision. Many of us are watching for this to happen. Darlene Timo, Half Moon Bay.